so grateful tonight for the blood of Jesus. We're so grateful to be washed, to be cleansed, to be set free. We're so glad for the day that you redeemed us from a devil's hell. We're so glad that even before the world was set on its axis, set in its foundation, you had a plan before the foundation of the world was laid to get us back. When we had no hope, no chance, when we had no opportunity at all, you had a plan to buy us back. Oh, and you purchased us with that precious blood, that blood that was shed by the Lord Jesus. You bought us back with that blood. Hallelujah. That blood has washed us. That blood has cleansed us. That blood has redeemed us. That blood has justified us. That blood has become the propitiation for our sins. That blood has totally satisfied your demands for justice. And we're so glad to be covered, to be covered, to be well covered by the blood. Hallelujah. We're so glad about it tonight. Father, as we stand before you, stand before your holy written word. We know that your word is no ordinary book. Your word is no dry, dusty, dead word, but these words are alive. Your word is dripping with anointing. Your word is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, joint, and marrow. Your word is a discerner of the thoughts, the very intents of our heart, Father. Your word is sent on a mission tonight. And Isaiah 55 says that your word always accomplishes the mission for which you send it. And so speak tonight. Speak to hearts. Speak to lives. Speak into situations. Speak over circumstances. In the name of Jesus, cause your word, Father God, to prevail mightily in this place. All who are listening here in this audience, those watching live stream, listening some other venue, cause your word to prevail mightily tonight. Father, through your word and through the mighty Holy Ghost, thank you. We have a helper tonight. Oh, the great helper is in the house. The great helper is here tonight. Oh, the helper, the advocate, the standby, the one called alongside to help us in a time of need. He's a lawyer. He's a standby. He's a revealer of truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the helper tonight. Thank you. Thank you through the Holy Ghost. Speak to every person listening. Speak to hearts. Speak past situations. Speak straight through circumstances. Speak right into the hearts of people tonight. Father God, accomplish your will and your purpose. Save the lost. Win back those who are backslidden. Heal those who are in need of healing. Strengthen those in need of strength. Give wisdom to those who need wisdom. Uplift every bowed down head. Father, cause people to receive that which they need tonight. And every one of us will recognize where it has come from. It's not come from a man. No, but from our Heavenly Father. We cry out, Abba, Father, our Daddy, our Father God. And Father, we'll give you the glory, give you all the honor, give you all the praises. So be glorified in this place tonight. In Jesus' name. And Father, bless our pastors tonight. Use them in a mighty way. The team that's with them, flow through all of them. Protect, guard, guide, use them tonight. Then the team that's in Oklahoma City, use them, protect them, guard them to and from. And Father, we'll be careful. Give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have your Bible as you're seated. Turn to Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many came expecting tonight? Amen. Praise God. Psalm 31, verse 19, if you will, reading all of these scriptures from New American Standard. New American Standard. Psalm 31, verse 19. We'll eventually be going to 1 Samuel 19:2, Psalm 63, 1 through 8, Hebrews 4, 16, Hebrews 10, 19, and 20. But tonight, our key text here from Psalm 31, verses 19 and 20. Psalm 31, verses 19 and 20. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you. Everybody say, take refuge in you. Before the sons of men. You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracies of man. You keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. I'm going to read that one more time, 19 and 20. We're in Psalm 31, verse 19. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracies of man. You keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. Our message tonight, title of our message tonight, your answer is in the secret place. Look at somebody, point to somebody and tell them, your answer is in the secret place. Now look at somebody else, tell them, your answer is in the secret place. God has an answer for you tonight. But your answer is in that secret place. I remember years ago, growing up as a kid, and you know, I'm the youngest of three older sisters. I remember one time my mom and dad, they were out on a trip, all right? They were out for the night or for the day or whatever, and they were gone and supposed to return late. And my two older sisters, they decided to throw a party that they knew my parents would never approve of. And somehow everybody in the neighborhood wound up over at our house. And we was boogieing down. I got in on it just because they had the clout to overrule my parents, as they weren't there, you know, they didn't know. And so they invited all their friends, and we was all boogieing down there. And I remember that 1970 Oldsmobile pulled into the driveway, and somebody hollered, "Your mom and dad is home." And we had a basement full of folk. I'll never forget it. And so, matter of fact, I was with my sisters. This is about 2 years ago now. Well, maybe a year ago. I had gone to see them. You know, my dad died 2 years ago, and a year ago I went to see him, took him out to dinner, and we just had a great time. And I told him, I said, "I'm going to take you guys all around to all the houses we used to live in New Jersey," and we had a time. Oh man, you talk about memories. And so we pulled up to 166 Buttonwood Drive, and the lady who owned the house now, she just happened to be pulling in the driveway. And we were staring, and she noticed what we were, you know, she was wondering, "What are you staring at?" And so I went over and apologized and said, "We used to live here. We moved here in this house in 1969. And she said, "Oh, well, you kids, come on in." And so we just went from room to room full of memories. But I remember when we got down to the basement, and I said, "This is where y'all had that party." And my sister said, "What party?" I said, "Oh yeah, y'all threw a party. Mom and dad was gone." And then somebody hollered, "That's mom and dad." And they said, one of us said, "Oh, I remember it now." The basement was full of folk. And when they hollered that my mother and father was there, man, those people ran like roaches. They ran out the basement, out the back door, and there was a little, you know, we had a back porch, a covered back porch. But not a lot of people knew underneath that back porch was a hiding area. And it went the full length. It was a crawl space, but it went the full length of the back porch. I mean, there was a lot of room. And everybody went from the basement to the crawl. They hit the hiding spot. And I'll never forget, because my mom and dad came in, and they were looking like, "You know something's wrong. You know something ain't right." And they just walking around like, they looking around real slow. "What is it? Something is out of place. I know y'all did something in here." And they was all under the basement. And finally somebody said, it ain't going to work good. Let's go home." And they all came out of the hiding place and jumped the fence, and they all ran home. And so nobody was the wiser. How that secret didn't get out, I don't know. But you talk about laughing. You know, we went out there and looked under the crawl space. We looked in that hiding space. You know, when the lady said, "Come on," we went down off the back porch, looked up in there, you know. And I said, "I remember everybody was all, they were all up in there, you know." We kids had found a hiding. We had found a secret place. And the only ones didn't know that night was my mom and dad. A secret place. But that wasn't that's not the kind of secret place I'm talking about. The Bible says God, your heavenly Father, he's got a secret place. And there are things there in that secret place where God, he's waiting on you. And there are answers that you need tonight that can only be gleaned if you'll get to that secret place. And the beautiful thing about it, God's got a place that is free from worry, that secret place God's got. It's free from fear. There's no fear in that secret place. In his secret place, there's just peace and love and faith and harmony and blessings from God. But you can't find fear in that secret place. You might be worried about something tonight, but if you'll get to that secret place, there's no worry can't come in there. I tell you another thing, the devil can't get in there. Amen. The devil will search for you all night long. You get to that secret place, he'll never find you. Amen. He'll look and look and look and look, but he'll never find you in that secret place. Yes, sir. Oh, God has a secret place and he has things for you. And the Lord, I believe, wants to encourage you. If you'll get to that place, you're going to hear from God like you've never heard before. You need answers from something tonight. You need to hear from the Lord. God's got your answer. God's going to show you. Oh, but you got to get to that secret place. Someone says, where, brother? Where is this secret place? I want you to know this secret place is not a physical place. It's a place in the realm of the spirit. John 4:24 said, God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God himself, he's a spirit. And this place about which I speak, this secret place, it's in that realm. Amen. I remember when I first learned how to get to that secret place, I shared a couple messages ago about how a guy, George McGovern, taught me how to have a quiet time. And that was how I learned to go to that secret place. And I tell you, my secret, to get to that secret place, I'd first go down Tinsley Hall, down to the basement area where the washers and dryers were. And I found if I went down there early in the morning, around 6 a.m., there was nobody washing clothes at 6 a.m. Just the washers and the dryers. And every now and then I would bump into one of the cleaning personnel. But one of them was really my little buddy because she would tell all her other, comrades, she would say, oh, he's praying. You leave him alone. Now we go, we clean somewhere else. He's praying here. We come back later, you know. And then she'd just wink at me and I'd say, thank you, you know. But I found I could get to that realm. I could enter into that realm. The realm wasn't the washer and dryer. Don't misunderstand me. The laundry room was not the secret place. But I could get along with the Lord there. And then go into that realm, and oh man, how the Lord helped me again and again in that secret place. You know, someone says, what is that secret place? Look with me at Hebrews 4:16. We'll just go backwards here. Hebrews 4:16. We'll go Hebrews 4:16 and then Hebrews 10:19. Hebrews 4:16. We're talking about that secret place. There is a secret place that's been carved out for you, etched out with your name on it. There is a secret place. And Hebrews 4:16 says this, 4:16, therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Oh, yeah, you've been beckoned to the throne. There's a call out for you tonight. There is a beckon out for you tonight. Calling you, bidding you and I to come to the throne of grace. And what does the Bible say there? Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. Oh, we can come to that secret place with confidence. Look over at Hebrews 10 at verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10 and then verse 19, talking about a secret place. 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. The Bible here calls it a holy place. This place I'm speaking of tonight, this secret place here in Hebrews 10:19, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood. The blood of Jesus has paid the price for you and I to enter that realm, to enter that place whenever we get ready. Aren't you thankful for the blood tonight? Amen. Without the blood of Jesus, we could not go to that place. We'd be stuck in this realm. But oh, thank God, we can go into that realm. Go with me back now, back to 1 Samuel 19. 1 Samuel 19. 1 Samuel 19, verse 2. 19, verse 2. Conversation with Jonathan and David. David was in trouble, in danger of being killed by Saul and his men. And David and Jonathan had a conversation about a secret place. 1 Samuel 19, 2. So Jonathan told David, saying, "Saul, my father, is seeking to put you to death. Now, therefore, please be on your guard in the morning and stay in that secret place and hide yourself." You see, that secret place, this was actually a physical place where he was hiding David, but it was a place of protection. And there is a parallel place in the spirit where you are guarded, you are protected, you are watched over, and the enemy can't, he has zero access to you in that place. Psalm 63. Go with me to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. You said you're giving a lot of scripture tonight. We're talking about a secret place. God's calling you to a secret place. But oh, if you'll get to that place, there's protection in that place. You'll be protected. Something troubling you, something chasing you, get to that secret place. Oh, man, and there won't be any more fear. There's just authority, God-given authority in that secret place. And you'll use it with power. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. "Oh God," David wrote, "oh God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly." He was looking for the secret place. "My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you on the night watches. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me." David crying out to God from a dry place. You may be here tonight. You may be dry spiritually. Oh, but if you'll get to this place, God, he will refresh you. He will quench your thirst. You may be dry. Things as a Christian for you may be dry. Oh, but if you'll get to this place, there's no dryness in this place. No, you will flourish like a palm tree planted by the river of water in this place, in this secret place. And David cried out on his bed to God, and then he began to worship God, and then he began to meditate on the Lord. And you can tell he entered into that realm, into that secret place. Over on Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 91 and verse 1. Psalm 91 and verse 1. "He who dwells in the shelter," you could say secret place, "he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty." It's talking about a secret place. One more, and then I want to make three quick points to you. Mark chapter 1, verse 35 through 37. It is clear that Jesus, while he was on this earth, found it necessary to go to that secret place with his heavenly Father. And if Jesus needed to get to that secret place, you and I need to get to that secret place. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35 through 37, "In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went away to a secluded place, and was praying there. Simon and his companions searched for him. And they found him and they said, everyone is looking for you. Oh, but they couldn't find Jesus because not only was he in a secluded place, he was in the realm of the spirit in a secret place. Oh, there's a secret place calling your name tonight. I want to make three quick points before I get out of your way tonight. Number one, three things about this secret place. This title is Your Answer is in the Secret Place. Now, let me make three points, three very important points about the secret place and then get out of your way. Number one, it's a place of reverence. The secret place of which I speak tonight, it's a place of reverence. Did you notice in our key text there, Psalm 25. It's a place of reverence. Verses 12 through 14. Look at 25, verse 12. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity. His descendants will inherit the land. I like that. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. And he will make them know his covenant. Did you hear that, child of God? Verse 12, Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is the man who fears the Lord? We said the secret place is a place of reverence. The fear of the Lord is the same thing as reverence for the Lord. And he said, who is the man who fears the Lord? Verse 12, he will instruct him in the way he should choose. That means God's given direction in that place. Verse 14, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. There are secrets that are being revealed in that secret place. There are things about your life, things about your family, things about your children that you need to know, but unless you get to that place, you won't know those things. And what God is promising, look, the secret of the Lord, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. That secret place is a place of reverence. Psalm 34, verse 9, I have to go just a little faster. Psalm 34, verse 9 says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for to those who fear him, there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. If you'll seek him in that secret place, God promises you won't be in want of any good thing. You know why? Because he'll give you answers to everything that you need to know. What you need to know, what you need to do, decisions you need to make, God will show you all of that, and you'll be able to do that. That's why it says, look, the young lions, they do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. In that secret place. That secret place is a place of reverence. Reverence is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is that unyielding trust. It's that amazing awareness of his presence. It's that humility to recognize who we are and how great our God is. It is that opportunity we have when we reverence God to be aware of his awesome presence, but to honor him. Reverence for the Lord. It's to trust him, but to honor him. And when we honor him, oh man, and reverence him in that place. Psalm 31, our key text that we read at the beginning, Psalm 31, verse 20 said again, you hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracies of men. You keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. 19 said, how great is your goodness which you have stored up for those who fear you. That secret place is a place of reverence. That's how you get there. That's one way you get there, reverencing him. One way you reverence him, we read in Psalm 63, David said, I lift my hands to the Lord. What was he doing? He was honoring God. He was reverencing God. And I guarantee you this, you spend time honoring the Lord, spend time glorifying the Lord, spend time magnifying the Lord, and you'll enter into that realm. You'll enter into that place. You can get there showing him honor, showing him reverence, blessing his holy name, thanking him for all that he's done. Sometimes we get so concerned about problems and what needs to be done, we forget to thank the Lord for all the amazing things, talking about you and your life, that he has done for you. I said, God has done some awesome things for you. He has opened doors for you that no man could open. The Lord put a roof over your head that no man could put there. The Lord put bread and butter on your table when no man could have done that. The Lord gave you a job to go to. Hey, the Lord gave you clothes for your back. The Lord feeds your children. The Lord is the one watching over you. When you slumber and sleep, God is still on the case, causing his word to prevail in your life. I said, God has done some awesome things for you. You went down on a bended knee saying, please, God, please help me. And God sent angels to help you, sent his word to help you. He moved mountains out of the way. He moved people out of the way. He opened doors for you. Hey, God came through again and again and again. You called on him. Yes, you did. You called on him and God came through for you. I said, God lifted you up when you were down. He wiped your tear-stained eyes. God led you and guided you and has revealed his awesomeness to you. I'm talking about you. God has been good to you. And can't nobody tell it like you can tell it. And sometimes we try to sweeten up our testimony, but God knows just how bad we were, just how bad off we were. And he lifted our feet. David said, my feet were in the miry clay, but I cried out to God and he lifted my feet out of the miry clay. Woo! He's a good God. I said, he's a mighty good God. You would be broke now if it wasn't for the Lord. You would be sick now if it wasn't for the Lord. You would have no direction. You'd be confused if it wasn't for the Lord. The enemy would have his way with you if it wasn't for the Lord. I said, God has sure enough been good to you. He's been a mighty good God. He's been better to you than you've been to yourself. He has led you. He has guided you. He has forgiven you. He has stood with you. When nobody stood with you, God stood with you. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen. It's a place. It is a place, that secret place. It is a place of reverence. If you'll reverence him, sometimes you can get on a bended knee to reverence him. And sometimes you can just fall prostrate on your face. And I like to just get my guitar out and just walk around and play my guitar. You can get there blessing him and calling on his name. David said in Psalm 63, he got there meditating in the word. But if you'll reverence him and honor him, oh, you'll leave this natural realm. Your body may still be in this realm. Oh, but in the spirit, you'll enter that realm. You'll enter that secret place. Oh, and reverence for God. It's a place of reverence. You can't get there without reverence. You can't get there without reverence. Secondly, it's a place of refreshing, the secret place is. The secret place, it's a place of refreshing. God, he will sustain you there. Psalm 27, verse 5. Psalm 27, verse 5. In the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. I like that. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. I like that. He will lift me up on a rock. David knew about this secret place. He said, hey, David said in the day when I'm in trouble, God will conceal me in his tabernacle. God will hide me in the secret place of his tent. God will hide me and lift me up on a rock. I said, God's got a secret place for you. Over in Acts 3:19 says, therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, when you enter that realm, that secret place, it's a place of refreshing. It's a place of reverence, yes, but it's a place of refreshing. And if you're dry and crusty and you're feeling lonely and you're feeling you're going through different situations, praying through this message the last several days, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago, as I was praying through, I had the core thought of what I wanted to say, and praying through, woke up and just had this word on my heart, abandonment, abandonment. That someone is experiencing or has gone through some type of abandonment. You feel that you're all alone. You feel that it's only you. You feel that no one will stand with you. You feel abandoned. And that's a dangerous place. It's a place where you're completely vulnerable. When you feel abandoned like that, it's a dangerous place because it's the place where the feelings of your flesh and the lies of your enemy are the loudest when you feel abandoned. The voice of your heavenly Father seems the hardest to hear when you feel abandoned. It's like being in the jaws of a lion. And if you're not careful, the enemy will take you on a trip down the path of depression and darkness. And so you can't stay there. Even leaders sometimes can go through a time of loneliness. You know, you can't just fellowship with anybody. You can't just talk to anybody. Things that you know you have to keep confidential. And leaders sometimes go through times of loneliness. And of course, Paul knew what it was like to go through that. Over in 2 Timothy 4, forgive me, I'm going faster. 2 Timothy 4, verses 9 through 18, Paul wrote these words, 2 Timothy 4, verses 9 through 18, make every effort to come to me soon, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me, has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Verse 16, at my first defense, Paul wrote, no one supported me. But all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. Verse 17. But, he said, nobody stood with me to support me. He said, everybody deserted me. He said, now Paul must have known thousands of people, but at his trial, at that first trial, nobody stood with him. He had helped countless numbers of people. People had no doubt patted him on the back. We with you. We going to be with you, bro. When they get you in court, we're going to show up. We're going to testify on your behalf. But when he got in front of the judge, nobody showed up. He found himself completely deserted. He found himself alone. And you may feel that way. Oh, but my friend, in the secret place, it's a place of refreshing. And at verse 17, Paul said, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Can I tell you something, my brother and sister? The Lord is your answer. You will never get to that secret place if you think that people are your problem and you're blaming people and you're hurt because of people. Listen, you're going to have to get over people. You're going to have to forgive people. Some of them just didn't know no better, and the ones that knew better just didn't do no better. Either way, whether they knew better and hurt you or didn't know better and hurt you, you're just going to have to forgive them. Paul said, nobody stood with me. He said, but I don't want the Lord to hold that against nobody. He was in a secret place at that trial. Man, we're running fast now. We're trying to get home, but we're rounding third headed home. But let me tell you this, you can just write this one down. Acts 6:15, that's one of my favorite scriptures, because that's Stephen. My son Stephen is named after that Stephen in the Bible, you know. Stephen, he knew how to get to the secret place. They lied on Stephen. They couldn't, the Bible says they couldn't compete with the wisdom that he had, because he got that wisdom from God. He had learned how to get to the secret place, and Stephen found out when you get to the secret place, wisdom will drop on you. You suddenly know what to do. You suddenly know how to make certain decisions. When you get to the secret place, wisdom just comes on you. There's a knowing comes down in your spirit. You start knowing things you didn't know before in that secret place. And the thing is, in Acts 6:15, they hired witnesses to lie on him. And the Bible, and they were going to kill him. And he knew they were going to kill him. He knew what it meant. And the Bible says in Acts 6:15, when they looked over at him, his accusers, more than 70 people, looked at him. And when they looked at him, they said they saw his face. He had the face of an angel. He was laying low in the spirit. He had already entered into that secret place. They were saying, well, why isn't he upset? Why isn't he throwing a fit? He was in the secret place. How come he's not having a fit of carnality? He was over in the secret place. How come he's not worried? How come he's not crying and begging? He was in the secret place. The Bible said in that secret place, he had a face like an angel. There's refreshing in that secret place. It's a place of reverence. It's a place of refreshing. Real quick, let me make this last point and slide into home head first. It's a place, the secret place, it's a place of revelation. It's a place of revelation. Some things are only revealed in that secret place. There are some things that are only revealed there in that secret place. And of course, when we read Psalm 25:14 earlier, it said the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant or make them know his word. God will reveal his word to you in that secret place. In that secret place, scripture will just, something in scripture just jump out to you. And it just bear witness with your heart. In that, when you get in that secret place and read and meditate on scripture, something will just jump off the pages of scripture, and God will take his holy anointed word and give you a rhema word right through the scripture as you get in that secret place. When you're in that secret place and you read scripture, it's different than when you just read. You're just reading to go to sleep. I'm just reading. I just want to get to sleep and go. I'm just going to read the word, then I'm going to go on to sleep. When you enter into that secret place, and then you'll get a rhema word right there in that secret place. You'll know you're there because a rhema word will start popping to you. And you'll say, the Lord is speaking to me through the text. Amen. That's right. Let me tell you something. That secret place, it is a place. It is a place of reverence. It is a place of refreshing. It is a place of revelation. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. Psalm 25, verse 12. Oh, man, it is a place of revelation. In that secret place, things have to be prayed out sometimes. Proverbs 20, verse 5, a plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will pray it out. It's very important before I close that I just reveal these two scriptures, and then we're going to close. Listen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, just as it is written, things which the eye has not seen and ear has not heard, which have not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us, God revealed them through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. There are things that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. One who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God. No one understands, but in his spirit, he speaks mysteries. That word mysteries is defined in some translations as answers. He speaks divine answers, mysteries, divine answers. In other words, when you pray in the spirit, when you pray in the spirit, one of the great benefits to praying in the spirit is that sometimes you will speak out answers to your own problems. Don't have time to go more in depth than that tonight, but you'll be sometimes what you're speaking, not always, but sometimes what you're speaking is you're speaking out answers in the spirit. You're speaking out answers in other tongues to your own problems. That's why it's so important to pray in the spirit. Paul said, I pray in the spirit more than all of you. He said, I want all of you to pray in tongues. But listen, oftentimes you're praying out mysteries. You're praying out answers. When you get over in that realm and you start praying in the Holy Ghost, listen, there's a point at which you'll, in the realm of the Spirit, you'll drift from this realm into that realm. And in that realm, your tongue and your spirit will get hooked up. And when you get your natural tongue hooked up with the Holy Ghost, God will start praying out answers through you. And you get your mind quiet and pray in the spirit and yield yourself. You'll start praying out answers to your own problems. And many times you'll interpret them in English. You'll interpret the answer in English. Finally, I have to say to you, look, there are times, even though things are revealed in that secret place, sometimes you understand when you get to that secret place, there are some things that even for you and I are concealed. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret thing belongs to the Lord our God, but things revealed belong to us and our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. There are some times when the secret thing belongs to the Lord. And even though you enter into that realm, even though you get into that place, there are times when God will show you, yes, you're in that secret place. But now this particular information, that's between me and that person, or that's a secret between me and that person, or that's a secret that you need to trust me with. And at those times, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. 1 Corinthians 13, where it says, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Those are times when we trust God. When we're looking through the glass and it's dark and God hadn't revealed something. You see, in the secret place, things are revealed. But there are some things. You want to know why grandma died. Listen, sometimes God will tell you that's a secret between me and grandma. You want to know what happened to baby sis. Sometimes God will tell you, trust me with that. That's a secret between me and baby sis. The secret place is a place where things are revealed. But sometimes we have to trust God because he'll tell us that's something that's concealed. That's something that's not for you. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Listen, I have to conclude. You know, the Bible, there's an old song that says, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. God is that rock, and his secret place is the cleft. Tonight, I've shown you that God has a secret place just for you. The secret place is a place of reverence. It's a place of refreshing. It's a place of revelation. Tonight, God himself beckons you to that place, to that realm, to that secret place. If you're feeling lonely, afflicted, and troubled, oh, your answer is to go to the secret place. If you're feeling abandoned, completely alone, your answer is to get to that secret place. Oftentimes in this Oklahoma weather, houses are built today with storm shelters, and when a storm arises, people go to that secret place. If you need answers to tough questions, you'll only get those answers if you get to that secret place. Wait on the Lord. Humble yourself. Get real with God and repent. He'll reveal himself to you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Tonight you've heard about the secret place. And it may be a while since you've been there. And let me tell you, if you're not living 100 for Jesus, then you know what I'm talking about. And the Holy Spirit may be ministering to you right now. If you're not living 100% for Jesus Christ, God's trying to talk to you right now. Don't shrug him off. You need prayer. God, you see, the Bible says it's his kindness that calls us to repentance. Let me see your hand in this place. I want prayer, Brother Bill. I want you to pray for me. I know I'm not living for God. I was living for God at one time. Maybe you say, well, I am a Christian. I was living for God. But I know I'm not completely sold out. I'm not completely living for God now. I know that. I'm making decisions. I'm calling the shots. Let me see your hand. I want you to pray for me. Something. Yes, I see it. I see your hand. Something's tugging at my heart. That something is really someone. It's the Holy Spirit. Yes, I see your hand. You say, I want to make it right. I want to make it right. I want to get right with God. Yes, I see your hand. I want to get right. I want to get right. God's beckoning you. God is going to bless you. God is going to invite you into that secret place. And he's going to lavish his love, his blessings, his answers, his joy on you. You're going to be touched in a way that you have heretofore not yet experienced. You lift your hand and say, Brother Bill, pray for me. I'm. Come on down, brother. That's all right. Come on down. Come on down. Come right on down. Yeah. God's going to help you. God's going to touch you. Yeah. God bless you. That's all right. Stay right here. Stay right here. Stay right here. Stay right here. God's going to help you. You want prayer tonight? I want you just to stand up on your feet. Make your way down here. Let God help you. Oh, he's going to take you to that realm. He's going to take you to that secret place. But if you're not living right tonight, you've got to repent. You've got to repent and come on down here. And then God, when you humble yourself, when God sees you humble yourself, oh man, you got to walk. You're walking past people. And first of all, we don't care. We love you. We've all had to walk. We've all had to come down at some place or some church, or we've all had to repent. So listen, you're among family and friends who love you. We're pulling for you. Come down here and get your heart right with God. Let God take you to that place. Let God take you to that realm. That's right. Come right on down here. Someone else wants prayer. God bless you, sister. Or God's going to touch you. Somebody else, you need prayer. You know God's dealing with you. Oh, the enemy would love it to get your attention now, to distract you now. But in Jesus' name, we bind every hindrance of the enemy. In Jesus' name, come on down here. There's somebody else right in here right now. God's dealing with you right now. You know God's talking to you. Get yourself down here. In Jesus' name, come down here. He's going to help you. He's going to set you free. In the name of Jesus, come down here. God's trying to help you. God's trying to get something to you. God's going to help you. Your life is going to be different. Oh, God's going to touch you. Oh, he's going to change you. Come on down here. You know. That is the Holy Ghost dealing with you. You know it. Come on down here and let him help you. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody, there's somebody still in here. But God loves you. And God wants to help. You've been asking God to help you. God help me. God help me. Oh, but there's something you must do now. He's calling. Amen. Are you going to answer him? Come on down here. Come on down here. God's trying to help you. He's trying to get you to make this right. He wants to help you. He's going to pour his love on you. He's going to lavish his help on you. His mighty power is going to come on you. Praise God. He's going to help you. God's trying to help you. God, let him help you. You're not coming to any man. You're coming to the King of the universe. You're coming to the one who created you. Bless you. God's going to help you. God's going to help you. God's going to bless you. He's going to help you. He's going to fill you to overflowing. God's going to touch you tonight. You know it. You know it. When God starts dealing with you, God bless you. The Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. You're not coming to any man. You're dealing with your Heavenly Father. Oh, he's going to touch you tonight. He's going to bless you tonight. God's going to touch you. He's going to change you tonight. I mean, right now, tonight, God's going to change you tonight. Oh, God's got plans for you. He's got plans for you. He's got plans for you. Oh, God's going to change you tonight. He's going to change you tonight. Oh, the Holy Ghost is dealing with you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Just lift one hand to the Lord. You're just acknowledging that your help comes from the Lord. Stand in the congregation. Come on, there's still room. The altar's still open. Come on. Come on. God's here. God's here to help you. God's trying to help you. God bless you. Come right here. You're good. Come right on. Come on. God's going to help you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the audience, lift one hand. Lift one. Point your hand toward these precious people. Precious people. Oh, hallelujah. Now we're all going to pray a prayer out loud in the audience and here. I'm going to say a prayer and I want you to repeat that prayer from your heart after me. Father God. In Jesus' name. I come to you now. And I repent. Of all of my sins, of going the wrong way, of making my own decisions, and taking the throne of my own life. But now, Father, I submit myself to you, and I answer you. Now, Father, I give my heart completely, 100% to you. Father, I trust you in the midst of adversity, problems, ailments. I trust you. Touch me, Father. Reveal your promise to me. Take me to that secret place. And I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Father, touch every one of them in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Praise God in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. People are getting free. People are turning to God. The Bible says when one person turns to repent, there's joy all over heaven Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's an awesome, powerful God. Oh, hallelujah. Father, touch bodies in the name of Jesus. Heal that which has gone wrong in these bodies. May every single body here be healed in the name of Jesus. May healing flow like a river in the name of Jesus. Touch every single one of them, Father God. Grant direction. Grant, Father God, direction, answers to prayer. They're going to know what to do, decisions that need to be made. In the name of Jesus, Father God, reveal your favor like a shield upon these. Cause your favor, Father God, cause favor to flow at work, at home, everywhere they go. May your favor be revealed on them. Father, may your hand, may the hand of the Lord be seen on them. Your mighty power flow through them. And oh, may the Holy Ghost, oh yeah, some need to be speaking, oh yeah, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. And thank you, Father, for filling every single one of them with the mighty, mighty Holy Ghost. Out of their belly may it flow rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who up here needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Who needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Maybe you've been filled before. If you've been filled before, I just want you to start speaking in the Spirit again. Anybody up here, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. This is Reverend Greg right here. And he is going to take you all to a place of prayer, give you free materials, and have someone who can answer questions for you. They're not going to keep you very long at all. But I want you to go with Reverend Greg. They're going to give you information, materials, answer questions, and pray with you, and make sure you receive what you came for. You will mark this night on your calendar.
Amen.
Because God is going to open things to you in ways that you've never seen before. Oh, my goodness. So go with Reverend Greg right now. Be blessed as you go. Go with the joy of the Lord, because you're never going to be the same. I guarantee you that. You ain't ever going to be the same. You ain't ever going to be the same. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're never going to be the same. Oh, glory to God. Lift your hands to the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Extend your hand toward them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone who went to the prayer room. And Father, may your power be rest upon them. May your mighty power be resting upon them and flow, overflow them. May rivers overflow out of their belly in the name of Jesus. May they never be the same after tonight. May there be healings and miracles, Father God, in their lives. May they mark tonight as a night that they will never forget. Oh, Father, thank you for just empowering them, oh, with the Holy Ghost tonight. We thank you for it. Oh, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, the Bible says there's joy. When one person turns to repent, there's joy all over heaven. Oh, there's joy all over heaven. If there's joy in heaven, there ought to be joy in this earth. What do you say? Come on, let's bless him. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. You can't get this kind of joy riding in a BMW. You can't get it there. There's only one place, one source of this kind of joy. His name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for that secret place. Thank you for drawing your people to that realm, to that place. Protect us as we go. Guard all those in Oklahoma City. Protect our pastors and all who are with them. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, before we go, I think if we had some first-time guests. If we had some first-time guests, let's let them get out first. And if you would, go with our connection team members. So our connection team folks are coming right back to you. And if you would go with them right now, let's give all these who are first-time guests a big hand. We're so glad you came. We just call you family. We got a great gift we want to give you, and we'll let you get out. And then get to that realm. Get to that place. You may have to turn off gun smoke. But let me tell you this, gun smoke ain't got nothing on God's secret place. You'll trade gun smoke for the smoke of glory. The glory cloud will be coming out of that secret place. All right, my friend, you be right back here for Hour of Power on Wednesday. Don't forget men's conference tickets right out there. Pastor Marvin out there selling men's conference tickets out there now. And you be blessed. Get into that secret place this week. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. You are dismissed, and God bless you.